Well, of course, this theme of belief is so central to the Gospel of John. And we can see that in virtually every single chapter, the word belief or the concept of belief or faith or trust in God comes up again and again and again, like several times in every chapter. It's such a central theme because belief or trust in God is the door that opens up the rest of the life of faith, right? That opens up the whole rest of our relationship with God. I mean, if we trust in God, really, truly, our prayer life is going to grow much more deeply. If we trust in God, then we'll take the chance to seek first the kingdom and then trust Him to make all other things kind of, you know, come into our lives. If we really trust in God, then of course, in our times even of real challenge and suffering, we can hand things over to God and not be kind of just disabled because of fear, you know, disabled because of real anxiety and sleeplessness. For all intents and purposes, for John then, the starting point of everything is this act of trust in God. And for John, there are just levels of trust in God, right? I mean, it's an ever-deepening process that continues throughout the lives of the disciples. But remember, once trust starts, abandonment, in the good sense of abandonment to Jesus, abandonment to Jesus, abandonment to God, abandonment to divine providence begins to occur at the same time. So what we notice then in John's gospel is that every act of faith or trust in God, you know, means that I can attach myself more to God and more to His kingdom. I can trust more and more that He's working in my life, that His Spirit is guiding me, that He's taking care of things that are beyond my control, right? Doesn't mean we become, you know, sort of, you know, quietists and completely passive and we don't do anything. Of course, we're doing everything that we can, you know, to help our families, to make, you know, to see the kingdom realized and so forth. But when things are beyond our control, we put our trust in Him. And of course, what we see in John's gospel is that when that begins to happen, we become free, a spiritual freedom, a freedom from the world, which of course is another huge theme in John, which correlates almost perfectly with his doctrines on belief and trust. So of course, that freedom from the world, well, what does that mean? That means freedom from, of course, what you might just call attachments of the world. So we don't have to have certain attachments, you know, to the world. We can leave behind, you know, notoriety or whatever it is, you know, the various things of what Ignatius called riches, honors, and glory. We can just let them go because the kingdom matters so much to us. As we get this spiritual freedom, we are free to pray. Because so many people, right, they just, you know, have difficulty, especially in this culture, even contemplating, right? Even just taking the time to say a decade of the rosary, it's almost like this insurmountable obstacle that almost has to be gotten over. But as we place our trust in God with that wonderful prayer, Lord Jesus, I place my trust in You. Lord Jesus, I place my trust in You. Eventually, you know, we begin to realize how loving the Father is. And the Our Father just takes on this characteristic of a prayer of real love and praise, you know, that's enjoyable and not, it's a want to instead of a have to pray. But, you know, to the novice, right, who's not yet spiritually free, there's so much have to in the prayer, right, instead of a want to, because I know you know, that Mary is looking out after me. I know that the Father's looking out after me. I know Holy Spirit and Jesus are looking out after me, right? And of course, it turns it into a want to. And so all of a sudden, the spiritual freedom, it all begins to play in itself. You know, detachment from the world, detachment from riches and honors and glory, the freedom to pray with, the idea of joy, you know, without having to struggle to get over the hump and everything else, all kind of begins to coalesce together, and life takes on a sense of transcendence and a sense of joy, and it just, I'm telling you, it just makes things easier. Does that mean we will be free from frustration? No. I was plenty frustrated this morning as it was, right? Does it mean that we're going to be free from, anger or fear? No, but it will be lessened. It will definitely give you more freedom vis-a-vis fear and anger. Does that mean that we won't have suffering or challenges in our life? Nope, we're still going to have sufferings and challenges in our lives, but it will be easier to contend with, easier to walk with the Lord in, easier to kind of let go and let God. And of course, for John, that makes all the difference. The deeper the trust in God, the deeper the spiritual freedom. The deeper the spiritual freedom, the more we can let God work through us, which means qualitatively our actions will be so much better. And in the end, we will be happier, or the spiritual word for it, experience joy. Amen.